Chapter 3. Mr. Gallagher stepped forward. "Yes, yes, it is. This is Lucky Strike Park, home of the Wildcats." He stretched out his hand. "Welcome." "Thank you," the boy shook, replacing his hat. Then he unsnapped his shirt pocket and pulled out a piece of paper and a wad of money. "I'm Cruz de la Cruz," he said, "from Paloma. Here's my insurance waiver and $200. I bat right, throw right. I'm mainly a shortstop, but I can pitch or play anywhere. Hope I can still sign up." Maria leaned forward. "You rode that horse all the way from Paloma? Over the mountains?" The boy gave his sturdy horse a few sharp pats. Its silver-gray mane stood out against a white coat dotted with several brown spots the size of baseballs. He nodded, laughing. "Yeah," he shrugged. "Beats walking." "That's like 50 miles of rough country," said Frankie. "How long did it take?" "Not that long. Left yesterday morning. Stopped at my uncle's house in Campo at noon, then rode to mi abuela's in Pine Valley. That's where I came from this morning." "Wow. Even Pine Valley's a long ride." "Certainly is," said Mrs. Gallagher. "Cruz, you must be hungry." "Oh, no. It's okay," he waved a hand. "But Screwball here, he could sure use some water." "Of course," said Mrs. Gallagher. "We live right next door, and I'll fix you a sandwich. How's peanut butter and jelly?" "Well, yeah, all right. Sounds good. Thank you." He bent down and dusted tiny leaves of sagebrush off his pant legs. "I'm just glad to finally be here." Will glanced around at the other, smiling. "You're glad to be here? What for?" Cruz flashed a smile. "Seriously?" He turned and held his hand out toward the ball field. "Look at this place. The old stone wall, the gate, the famous shrine of the Dillontown Nine. Getting to play here is like..."